Happy Halloween, everyone, and good morning. I'm Drew McGill.
And I'm Stephanie Kayeski. You're listening to the Bear Facts. We're bringing you spooky greetings for all the ghosts and goblins at Bishop Garrigan High School.
You could say our volleyball and football teams got spooked this last week, or you could just say we took a whooping. The season ended for both Golden Bear football and volleyball teams, and it wasn't pretty for either of them. After winning their district playoff games versus Wooden Crystal Lake Titonka a week ago, the volleyball team fell in a 3 straight games to North Central Kossuth on Tuesday night. Wednesday, we all hoped the football team would repeat the success that they had in the last regular season game at Rockwell City. Unfortunately, pretty much everything imaginable went wrong for their sub-state game, and the Bears ended up losing 41-0.
There's still one fall sport going on, and the Bears stand a good chance of doing much better this one. Last Monday, freshman Aaron Reedy won their regional championship in cross country, finishing the wet, spongy 4-kilometer course in a time of 16 minutes and 13 seconds. Aaron is now one of the favorites in the state cross country meet, which is being held today at Kennedy Park, just north of Fort Dodge. She may not win as a freshman, but we're expecting her to run well and place high.
State cross country is taking place all day long. The girls' 1A race will start at 2 p.m., 2 hours after Algona High runs in the boys' state championship. Kennedy Park is just north of Fort Dodge. You can get there by turning at the eggplant south of Humble and then following the county road P-56 south toward the Fort Dodge Airport. Admission is free, but parking is always jammed packed. So we urge you to get there early, and if you don't want to have a very long walk, good luck to Erin Reedy. She runs at State Cross Country.
With fall activities drawing to a close, the next big event on the calendar is the BGHS musical. This year we're presenting The Wizard of Oz, and we invite everyone to take a journey over the rainbow to Munchkinland and the Emerald City. Art students have been working hard on the set, which instructor Steve Brosnan says is the single largest set we've ever built here at Garrigan. Reserve seating is available. You can see the floor plan on our website and call or email Miss Mary McCall for reservations. Showtime is 7 p.m. next Friday and Saturday, November 6th and 7th. Be sure to see the musical event of the season, The Wizard of Oz.
Last Saturday, the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team went to Ankeny. Garrigan has competed in the Ankeny tournament for more than a decade, and normally we haven't done very well. This year was different, though. The Bears made the playoffs for the first time ever, with a team of Jake Rosemeyer, Brittany Birdie, Rebecca Erdman, Michael Fockler, and Drew McGill, finishing in fourth place overall. Garrigan actually had two teams entered at Ankeny. The second team only got one win, but it was a big one. They were the only team all day to defeat perennial powerhouse Ames High. Congratulations, Quiz Bowl.
All-state music auditions were held last Saturday, and it was a great day for junior Anna Kolash. Anna was selected for the All-State Choir. She will perform in Ames on November 21st, and the concert will be broadcast Thanksgiving weekend over Iowa Public Television. Nora Cranbill has also received a callback at the All-State tryouts.
The annual Garrigan Magazine Drive is underway. Seattle started out well and then slowed down with all the big sports events this past week. We're hoping the pace picks up this coming week. Every Garrigan student has a catalog with all kinds of popular magazines. And when you order subscriptions through the school, 40% of your money stays here to support student activities. The Magazine Drive continues through Monday, November 9th.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Molly Bashir. And here to tell you about her is Jake Rosemeyer.
Molly Brashear is a cheerleading captain, and she always keeps busy with track publications and National Honor Society. She's represented her class on student council all through high school. She enjoys Christian leadership in action and particularly liked helping out at the Mary's Place Mission in Minneapolis. Next year, Molly plans to go to UNI, and we wish her all the best in college and in the future.
Thank you, Jake. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's the State Cross Country Meet in Fort Dodge. Erin Reedy will be running at 2 o'clock this afternoon in the 1A Girls Contest. Also today, there's a state cheerleading competition.
Tomorrow, daylight savings time ends. There will be a special rehearsal for the musical at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Monday, we will resume collections for the magazine drive.
Wednesday afternoon, there's a teacher's in service, so we will dismiss at 1:30 that day. The health occupations group will meet at 2 p.m.
Thursday morning, we'll have Mass. There's a science and art field trip that day. And in the afternoon, we'll have a matinee of The Wizard of Oz for Seton students.
The Wizard of Oz opens to the public next Friday night and continues to Saturday. Also next Saturday, there's Quiz Bowl at Ogona High in the math team in Sioux Center.
That's the Bear Facts for Halloween. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.